Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Have you ever visited a county jail, a state or federal penitentiary? If there are any more depressing, disturbing, and discouraging places on earth, I sincerely hope I never have to go to them. Prisons are so morbid that sometimes prisoners take their own lives rather than spend extended time in them. Homosexual rape, drug use, violent beatings, and other kinds of immoral and illegal behavior are rampant in some prisons. If that is true of modern prisons, you can imagine what it would have been like in Paul's day to have been in prison. Many prisoners were starved or frozen to death. They were mistreated in every way possible, and without any possibility of appeal to governmental authorities. Roman prisons in ancient times were as near to hell on earth as was possible. But from one of these Roman prisons, the great Apostle Paul wrote, "Fulfill my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." Philippians 2:2. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Philippians 4:4. "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were all so careful, but you lacked opportunity." Philippians 4:10. How could Paul or any other person rejoice when he was housed with thieves, with cutthroats, with murderers, and with other vicious criminals? Could you, could I, rejoice under such conditions? Maybe a better question would be, would we rejoice were we in Paul's place? Paul had numerous reasons for rejoicing, in spite of his being imprisoned. He could rejoice, and did, because his sins were forgiven, that he was a child of a living God, with all the hopes and blessings which belong to Christians. Paul discussed in the Roman letter the joy we experience when we are God's children. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Romans 14:17. "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Romans 15:13. Paul also rejoiced in the Lord when he knew that those he had taught the gospel were growing in grace and in knowledge. He thrilled at the progress that men like Timothy, Titus, Epaphroditus, and other gospel preachers were making. There was not a jealous bone in Paul's body. He wrote of those faithful men who were preaching the gospel without fear or favor. "Those men were preaching the gospel of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice." Philippians 1:17-18. Paul rejoiced when he knew of the love the Philippians had for him. They had supported him while he was preaching in various places. Philippians 1:5, 4:15-19. They also stood by him while he was serving a term in prison for preaching Christ. We do not know if the Philippians had sent money or clothing or food. But whatever the case, their care for Paul had flourished again. It probably was very difficult to get supplies into the Roman prison. But that did not deter the Philippians from making maximum effort to help Paul. Even if Paul had not needed whatever supplies the Philippians sent, it was a great encouragement to him to receive their gifts. They had wanted to help him before, but simply did not have the opportunity. They were great supporters of the Apostle Paul. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.